that part, time when you shrank unexpectedly?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember it at all. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, I got a story here that is perfect because we're doing video episodes now.
Are we?
We're doing video episodes now.
Video episode. Bam, 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 bam.
That's right. We did it, everybody. We hit that milestone. We're doing video episodes. And because this is a video episode.
We hit that milestone. And just as we promised, 60 to 90 days after hitting that milestone, we figured out how to actually accomplish the milestone. If you're listening to this in audio form, youtube.com/wehaveconcernsshow is the place to go. And boy, you got to see these. They sure are audio and visual.
Well, this particular story, I think, requires you to see something, which is why I'm going to talk about it on our video episode.
Great. Can we actually show it? Or
I think we're going to see a picture. Yeah.
Okay.
It's also going to probably be the picture of the episode. So if you're just an audio listener, look at your iTunes. Look at your phone right now. It's probably the picture of it.
Oh, you video idiots. You've gained nothing.
Yeah. There's an artist named Patricia Pacini.
Okay.
Pacini?
She's a clown.
Anyway.
She went to a doctor and she said, "Doctor, I'm very sad. I'm so depressed. I feel like I want to kill myself. Nothing can pull me out of my depression." And the doctor said, "Don't worry. I have just the prescription for you. The great artist, Patricia Pacini, is in town and she'll cheer up anybody." And the depressed person looked at the doctor and said, "But doctor, I am Patricia Pacini."
What? And it was his mother the whole time?
And the hook was still on the door.
Oh, man. No, this was sent to us by several people to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. And this she has created a fully three-dimensional sculpture of a human being if human beings had evolved to survive automobile accidents. So if natural selection was allowed to carry on its merry way and we just stopped putting safety measures in our cars, this is a thought experiment of how the human body would evolve to survive automobile crashes.
So we stopped evolving cars. We stopped trying to do anything to make cars safer.
Yeah.
Who would live? Natural selection.
We jump forward thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
And we see.
Because we've all made a pact as humanity not to make cars any safer or to make any technology any better than cars.
Right.
We've made a pact. And whoever dies, dies.
That's what happens.
Honestly,
let natural selection happen.
I honestly feel like motorcycles are kind of that pact.
Jeez.
Motorcycles are that pact. My grandfather used to tell me, when I was 16 years old and I got my driver's license, I told my grandfather that I wanted to get a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Told him they're cheaper than cars and they're cooler and I wanted one.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, 99% of the people that ride the motorcycles should know they're going to die.
Wow.
And I was like, "Grandpa, why would the government allow motorcycles if they killed 99% of the people that rode them?" And my grandfather said, "They do it." He got in real close to me.
Yeah.
He goes, "They do it to get rid of the stupids."
Oh.
And that was
I think it's crazy that your grandfather,
I was not allowed to
your grandfather is Andy Kaufman from Taxi.
Andy Kaufman got that from somewhere, my friend. And he got it from my grandfather. He got it from Sam Zolden is where he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in this scenario, this would be the kind of thing that 1% that survived would change physically to this form is what she thinks. Let me introduce you
our
to
our ultimate form.
This is Graham. She's named him Graham.
Graham.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, huh? You
know what's crazy?
You can't figure out how to use an iPad.
Is how iPads still don't fucking do shit.
Just look at it, regular size.
Well, I'm trying to like.
We'll put it up on the screen.
What, do we even have that technology?
We can do that.
Graham.
There you go.
Graham. Graham.
There we go.
Graham. Graham.
So Graham is.
Graham is beautiful.
Hideous.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Anything that's purpose built. I like anything that's made specifically
pure
for its single use. Yes. Yeah. Like a bespoke hatchet.
he's the bespoke hatchet of human evolution.
A giant pitcher on your counter that's made specifically to brew pour over coffee for one person. I love it. That's Graham.
Let me give you some features of Graham to describe
how he has evolved, theoretically, to survive car crashes. By the way, slow speed car crashes are about all we can do. High speed car crash, Graham's still fucked. So slow it down.
I got a lot of things to say about that, but go on.
Okay. Face is concave. Mm-hmm. Is a concave face. And very little nose, almost no nose, so that if he goes head first into the windshield or a dash, no problems.
Like a puggle.
Yeah.
He's like a puggle.
He has no neck. No neck. It's all cartilage and flesh.
Because he's been putting up, like, sick numbers at the gym.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. Graham clearly works out.
Yeah.
But, no, he's got no neck at all, so there's no chance of whiplash or neck trauma in a car accident. He has a giant skull that is kind of almost like a helmet that goes over, that encases his brain.
Do you know what Graham looks like? Graham looks like a Centauran from Doctor Who.
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
He looks like a Centauran. They have like the just like the round head, or Ram Man from He-Man.
Okay, Ram Man, I get.
Centaurans look a lot like Ram Man.
Yeah, he's very much like Ram Man.
Yeah.
Because Ram Man is made to go head first into shit at high speed.
Yeah.
So is Graham. Graham has.
He-Man was right!
So he has.
He-Man once again proves itself to be scientifically accurate!
Yeah.
Listen, He-Man gets a lot of shit. He-Man gets a lot of shit for being cheaply made, for being poorly animated, for not teaching children anything at all, for just being a commercial to sell toys. All of these things are true.
And yet. How many cats do you know that, by the power of Grayskull, turn into mighty panthers?
Almost all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
And you can ride them around, and they'll take you to school.
Because of He-Man, I learned that every sorceress looks like a bird.
Of course.
And Ram Man is what you would have to look like. That is the perfect human physiology to take a high impact.
And if you had many faces, people would call you Manny Faces.
You know, when you say it out loud, I get it. When you say it out loud, I finally get it.
So Graham has, basically, check this out. His skull has various layers of insulation.
Like one of those puncture-proof tires.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he looks like.
And so if he hits a high speed, his brain actually has basically crumple zones where his brain can break through layers of cartilage without injuring the brain.
Wow.
Crumple zones in the skull.
Wow.
Same with his chest region. He has like a concave chest, but it's got layers of ribs that are very thick and strong, and
it actually looks like when you order ribs from a Chinese place. Graham's ribs look exactly like what the ribs show up like.
Yeah,
like in those two, like in the weird, like the two strips of ribs with like the bones sticking out.
General Graham's ribs.
General Graham's ribs.
They're delicious.
They were only made once.
Little honey mustard sauce.
Once in Chinese history.
Oh, so good, though.
When the great General Graham died.
The hardest thing.
And they feasted upon his ribs.
The hardest thing was killing General Graham because he has so many layers of insulation.
He had crumple zones.
He did.
He was the inspiration for the Great Wall.
That's right.
His skull.
The Great Wall of Graham, they called it.
The Graham Wall.
Yeah.
So it got lost in translation.
It did. So he has like airbags basically in his chest to protect his inner organs.
Yeah.
And he also has multi-jointed feet that kind of look like hooves.
I'm sold, dude.
That's for when he's a pedestrian and has to leap out of the way of an oncoming car. Graham.
You didn't tell me that Graham is prepared for all car-related impacts.
All slow-speed car
in
impacts.
In and out of the car.
Yeah, pedestrian style. He's ready.
He looks like his legs look like in that Charlie Sheen movie, The Arrival.
Yes.
And the aliens, their legs
90s.
Bend backwards.
90s.
Yeah. That's from the 90s. Only 90s kids will remember this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you need those for jumping.
He's got
power.
Extra ligaments in his knees, so he can't destroy his knees if he gets hit by a car.
I'm sold. You don't need to tell me any more about Graham.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
Number one, why she do that?
Well, it's to show how ill-prepared we are to get into any kind of accident as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically fucked unless we're like Graham, and we're so not. We're so not.
I would love to see a whole series of these made for different kinds of accidents.
Yes.
Like different Grahams for different occasions.
Yeah, like running with scissors Graham.
Yeah.
Or falling out of second story window Graham.
Yeah, or like always forgets that one corner of the table is there. Graham.
Yeah.
That's like me.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it would be normal thighs. And then, like, just these giant cylindrical shins.
Oh, man. I would love to have
with no nerve endings.
Always kicks the bed Graham, because I do that and it hurts, but it hurts like a second after I do it. So I know it's about to hurt. And then it hurts in my toes. I would have giant Graham feet that like had a series of crumple zones.
Like hobbit feet.
Yeah. I guess hobbits are that.
Like hobbit feet.
Hobbits have never
hurt themselves. Once again, the Lord of the Rings is scientifically accurate. You know,
people criticize the Lord of the Rings.
No, they don't.
But
actually, nobody does. Nobody does. Everybody loves the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It is scientifically accurate. Here's the thing.
Which part of Graham would you want?
He looks very ugly.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very ugly. I would want the knees that don't break down. That's what I would want. I would want the extra ligament in the knees.
Oh, that's what he has.
He has. They can bend in all directions, so he doesn't have to worry. Yeah, like that's what I would want.
Like, oh my gosh, he's got like a ball joint in his knee.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's for if the car hits him front ways and he's standing on the sidewalk, his knee can take the impact.
That's what I want, but I don't want it because of knee injury in any way. Yeah. I just want it to be able to do those jumps and the creepy walk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dance. Because you could really just get down. Get down. If you got ball joints on the knees, you just go get down. Get down, because I got ball joints on the knees. Like that. That's what I would do. And they'd be like, Graham's all up in the club! And then the DJ would be like, this one's for Graham. Drop the beat. And you'd be like, knee joints, ball joints. Here we go. My name's Graham. Got ball joints on the knees. Here we go. Dance, dance. And then people would cheer and have sex with you. Not necessarily in that order.
It's a shame we can't do any more video episodes. We just really got them started, and it's a bummer that we can't do them anymore. So, sorry. I'm sorry, and it's for everybody's own good, except for mine. I can never have just an audio only episode of the show.
You don't think that would
I'm the person that needs it the most, and yet I am never allowed to have one.
How would you dance if you had ball joint knees? I mean, if you're criticizing my dance,
I'd be too busy jumping over people and kicking them in the face, Jeff.
I know.
Like any self-respecting person with ball joint.
That's why you're
knees.
Not allowed in the club. Hey, the thing that makes me actually the most surprised about this is that
your pronunciation of club.
Isn't that how you pronounce club?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear you the first time. That's okay. Correct.
The thing that makes me the most surprised about this whole endeavor is that they set about going, how would we evolve? Like, what do we need? And basically all they did was go, he has like a flesh helmet and like airbag chest. And they just basically like put the stuff that we made as safety measures inside him.
Yeah.
They didn't think of any brilliant solution to it.
Yeah, they just turned him into a car.
They just gave him he's got like flesh seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing is.
He just clicks his penis into the thing and now he's protected from the pelvic. You know, it's like.
Go back.
I was talking like flesh seatbelt. You know, like in his seat area.
Yeah.
He just clicks right in.
So in your mind, it's a flesh penis that clicks into a buckle in the car?
I'm just talking about she's an artist.
How would that restrain him at all? It would really just, if you got into an accident, it would fling him forward and his penis would be attached to something as the momentum carried him forward.
Right. But then
I'm just saying maybe they put a little more thought into this than you did. I think you're saying they're like, oh, it's just turn his penis into a seatbelt.
Right.
But it seems like it's more than that, Jeff. It seems like maybe it's a little more than that.
Listen, I would never advocate for anybody turning their penis into a seatbelt. Can we agree on that right now?
Okay.
Despite what you've seen in He-Man.
Penis belt. Was my favorite. It was Thunder Punch He-Man.
Uh-huh.
And Penis Belt.
Yeah.
It was Penis Belt.
Man at Arms.
And he wore a suit.
Penis Belt.
Yeah.
P-E-N.
Yeah.
S Belt.
He was a lawyer, but he also had a penis belt.
Yeah.
That would attach into, you remember He-Man had the flying thing that looked like a condor.
Uh-huh.
And only Penis Belt could
click
activate
right
it.
Into it.
Yeah, he would click right into it.
He always had a little grin on his face.
Mm-hmm. Can't imagine why. Sometimes you'd be like, oh, I didn't get it. Let me wait. I'm not in. Back again. Hold on. Again.
Almost there.
Again. Yeah. I've almost got it.
So the official reason why they're doing this, they said people can survive running at full speed into a wall. But when you're talking about collisions involving vehicles, speeds are faster, the forces are greater, and the chances of survival are much slimmer. Cars have evolved a lot faster than humans, and Graham helps us understand why we need to improve every aspect of our road system to protect ourselves from our own mistakes. That's their stated raison d'etre.
Hey, man, whatever kind of artist statement you got to give to get a grant to build a crazy, creepy life-size man with weird superpowers, I'm into it. Whatever reason you got to give. I think what's interesting about this is, like you were saying, this is their idea of how we would have to evolve. Right. They have no idea of how we would really evolve.
Well, we would. We would just die out.
They're just guessing, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, we would probably look like this, and this would probably... But this is us guessing what evolution would do.
Yeah.
And you know what, Jeff? Maybe you've seen a little movie called Jurassic Park.
Oh, I have. I've seen that movie.
You can't guess what evolution's going to do.
Oh, nature finds a way.
It finds a way, Jeff.
Nature finds a way.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know if you could build a Graham for any sort of situation or accident, what would it be?
I'd build a candy Graham. You can't do that just because we're on video.
I physically slapped you this time.
That's ridiculous.
It's been 315 episodes, and I hit my limit. I slapped him.
I need to become a Graham to protect against the violence of the show.
You should evolve to not tell bad jokes so I don't slap you. So I don't slap you.
We're hitting a new level, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think I like it.
You can send us your ideas for Grahams and just hashtag them slap Jeff.
No, I want you to
I'm on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
Peen S Belt. I don't want slap Jeff to become a thing. That's not.
It's already a thing.
We've hit a level I'm not comfortable with.
If you don't want slap Jeff to become. That's not in my power. That's only in your power.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
If you loved me, you wouldn't make me do this to you.
Well, if you know what kind of relationship we've established.
And hey, if you're watching the video episode, thank you for watching the video episode. Be sure to hit subscribe if you are doing so. If you're not watching a video episode, you just missed me slap Jeff.
He really slapped me.
That's youtube.com/wehaveconcernedshow. Who knows?
That wasn't Foley work.
Who knows what'll happen next week?
I don't
So go
know.
Check it out.
I don't want to know.